to be fair, the first half, France had all the possession and we defended for most of the half, but we kept them out, you know, and so that was an important thing. And then went out in the second half and we definitely turned the tide there. We went up by a try, and then it was just an intercept pass, unfortunately, that France in for their try. And that kind of, I suppose, you know, took the wind out of us for a bit. We were back to defending our own line, really through our own mistakes as opposed to France's dominance. And then they got another penalty then just to kind of see that for 10 points for them. But the final 15 minutes, it was all Ireland. And, you know, we showed that we could score. We put a lot of pressure on France, and we possibly had two, maybe three very good chances to score, and unfortunately we didn't take them. And games like these, you're only going to get minimum chances and they have to be taken. And we just didn't do that, unfortunately.
Well, you were one of those that had an opportunity. You're hauled down short of the line. You weren't far away, by all accounts.
Yeah, look, it wasn't really an opportunity for me. It was more so France's line speed was quite good. I felt we didn't have the option out wide, so I just wanted to hold on to the ball, really. It wasn't so much that I was going for the line or anything like that. It was just the decision to try and keep it tight. I think, though, that, you know, the forwards had a lot of pick and goes there as well. They felt they were fairly close on them. We had an overlap as well, and the final pass just didn't go for the try. And then we had a knock-on in the line also. So there were opportunities there, and we all know that we should have taken them, and we should have at least drawn the game, if not sneaked it at the very end with a conversion. So it's fairly disappointing now. You know, players are kind of angry enough at the result and how we didn't close out the game, but we're 2 days on from it now, so we're nearly over it, and we'll just turn our attention to England next.
Have you changed your style of play since you got a new coach, Tom Tierney?
Yeah, of course. Like, there's always going to be small changes here and there as to the type of rugby he wants us to play. I think really against France, we were trying to get the back from the ball a lot more, and we wanted to run at France a hell of a lot more as well. We're really just trying to take the game to teams these days and look forward to attacking. And, you know, that's probably the main change, where we have confidence now when we're running with the ball in hand, and everyone's attacking. So whether it's a forward out wide or a back out wide, you know, you still give the ball to them and attack the line as much as you can.
And how are you enjoying your game now at the moment? And, you know, obviously you've been retained at out half, a very pivotal position on any team.
I'm delighted to be getting my spot there, but personally I walk away from France fairly annoyed with my own performance, and that's just something I'm going to have to analyse now and hopefully get the chance to run out against England and turn it around. But, you know, games like these, it's kind of, sometimes it comes down to the decision making of the out half, so I certainly have to look at some of those decisions and decide if they were the right ones to take or not.
Well, England next, you know, can you get your game together to defeat England? It's back in Ashbourne, isn't it?
Yeah, back in Ashbourne. We certainly can beat England. They were playing Italy today, so we had a look at them and what they've been doing. I think, you know, every English team is a strong English team, but we look forward to playing them always, and it'd be great to get them back in Ashbourne and back in Ireland, and we'll be looking to break them down, find their weaknesses and really exploit them and attack them. And I think, you know, especially as the team and the players coming away from Friday night, you're just really looking forward to the next game, because you know that was a game that got away from you, and you want to make amends then in the next one.